This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Susan Bergen, B like boy, U-R-G-G-R-E-N, like November, date of birth 7-2-1947. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a consultation request for Mrs. Bergen, who is a 78-year-old female who was sent for evaluation of labile hypertension, thought to be a secondary hypertension. Also, she's had a history of proteinuria and elevated calcium levels for several years. She reports that blood pressures had been fluctuating for several years. When she checks them twice a day, morning and evening, with her home blood pressure monitor, the lowest reading was 112 over 60, and the highest reading about 214 over 100. Usually it's lower than that when she does check, 130 to 140 over 80. She is on several antihypertensives and does not usually need to use the PRN clonidine that is available if needed. She did experience severe dizziness, as if the room was spinning, felt to be a positional vertigo, and that was in the summer of this year. And she actually had two falls, and one time she broke one of her teeth in the front when she fell right onto her face. That hasn't happened since the summertime, and now she's not living alone anymore. Her daughter and granddaughter are residing with her. But she was very worried about the fluctuating blood pressures, and so she was hoping she could have an evaluation for further evaluation of this problem. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. Her biggest complaint is severe fatigue, that's chronic, and then the swelling of her lower extremities. She believes that got worse when the metoprolol was increased from 50 milligram daily to 75 milligram daily in September of this year. And that's when the swelling seemed to get worse. She does limit salt intake very strictly due to the high blood pressure, but she hasn't really been limiting fluid intake, although she suspects she drinks somewhere between 32 and 50 ounces of fluid per day. So she's not over hydrating herself either. She complains of symptoms of dehydration, and those are severe dryness of the mouth and lips and feeling thirsty. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, although she does have difficulty controlling the urine and has had some urinary tract infections in the past. No ulcerations or lesions of the extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension since she was in her 40s. Bilateral hearing loss requiring hearing aids, coronary artery disease, peripheral artery disease on the right, hypothyroidism after initial hyperthyroidism requiring radioactive iodine many years ago, low back pain, inflammatory arthritis, renal cysts per CAT scan, osteopenia, positional vertigo, gout, severe gastroesophageal reflux disease, and history of a peptic ulcer, a history of a DVT of the lower extremity, urinary incontinence. Past surgical history, she's had inguinal hernia repair, an appendectomy, hysterectomy, hemorrhoidectomy, lumbar spine surgery, cervical spine surgery. She had a cardiac catheterization following a myocardial infarction in 2013 with a stent placed. And then she had a right leg stent placed in 2024 in Grand Rapids. social history, she is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 1984. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, now lives with her daughter and granddaughter, and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, type 2 diabetes, asthma, and colon cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to codeine, fentanyl, Toluene, and Vistaril. Medications, she takes vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram once a month. She gets XEO, M like Mary, IN, 100 units in the neck area for dystonia every 3 months. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram twice a day. Synthroid is 100 microgram daily. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole is 40 milligram daily, and occasionally she takes one twice a day when the reflux symptoms are severe. Paxil is 30 milligram daily. Magnesium oxide, 250 milligram daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 75 milligram daily, increased on 9/10 of 25. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram. She would take that once a day as needed for a blood pressure higher than 140 over 90. Allopurinol, 300 milligram daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram PRN chest pain. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Tylenol alone is what she would use. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 132 pounds. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 80. She does have bilateral hearing aids. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, she has 2+ edema, foot and ankle on the left, and 1+ edema, foot and ankle on the right side. Brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 9/26/25. Creatinine is normal at 0.74. Calcium elevated at 10.6. Sodium is 135. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 30. Albumin 3.9. Liver enzymes are normal. The intact parathyroid hormone is elevated at 109.9. Hemoglobin is 13.3. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. TSH normal, 4.17. Urinalysis was done 4/15 of 24. Trace of protein, no blood. And she had a CAT scan of abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast done 4/24 of 24, showing multiple scattered renal cysts. No evidence of hydronephrosis, and nothing remarkable was noted about kidneys or bladder at that time. Assessment and plan: 1, labile hypertension; 2, hypercalcemia in the presence of elevated intact parathyroid hormone, so suspicious for primary hyperparathyroidism. We will order and schedule a renal artery Doppler study to rule out renal artery stenosis due to the history of vascular disease. both in the cardiac vessels as well as the peripheral right leg vessels. She's also going to be scheduled for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan in Elma to look for a parathyroid adenoma, in case that is the cause of the elevated calcium levels that she's experiencing. And we've asked her to repeat her labs now, and then every 3 months thereafter. We may consider ordering continuous blood pressure monitoring after the renal artery Doppler study is back, as well as the nuclear medicine parathyroid scan have been completed, especially if blood pressures remain labile. And she will continue following her low-salt diet. She will avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.